When you go to vote this fall, it's your chance to weigh in on education. Amidst mounting calls for the state to do a better job educating its students, you'll get the chance to vote on a state board of education and the trustees or board of governors of Michigan's three big public universities. Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry is with us now. Jack, in past elections, those education races were kind of overlooked, but you think this year could be different? Why is that?
Well, that's true. In past years, they pretty much followed the way the top of the ticket has gone. But this year could be a little different, Cindy, primarily because of the issue involving transgender students. And President Obama issued a presidential directive that schools should allow transgender students to use whatever bathroom and maybe even locker rooms they were most comfortable with. There's a lot of pushback on that. John Austin, a Democrat who's been on the board 16 years and is the president of the State Board of Education, is very supportive of that. He wants the board to issue policy about that. It'd be just an advisory policy. They don't have the clout to make school districts comply. But some conservatives are talking about maybe targeting Mr. Austin because of this.
And of course, as you say earlier this week, we've got this issue now with a federal judge in Texas blocking the Obama administration action, saying the federal law, Title IX, that bars public schools from discriminating on the basis of sex doesn't apply to transgender students, and also saying the federal government didn't seek public comment, which, of course, we should note the state board here in Michigan did. It got thousands of comments. What impact do you think that preliminary injunction from Texas may have on Michigan's transgender school bathroom question?
Not a lot, except it may embolden people to seek legal remedies here. What normally happens in cases like this is you have a bunch of contradictory rulings from various federal judges and federal appellate courts, and then the U.S. Supreme Court decides it. Oh, that may well take years. In this case, it's more a question of what's going to happen in the ballot box, but the Democrats and John Austin got some very good news earlier this month.
And what was that?
Well, the appellate court in Cincinnati has upheld a lower federal judge, Judge Gershwin Drain in Detroit, struck down a law. The Republicans passed a law last year that would end straight ticket voting in Michigan, and they wanted to do that for exclusively partisan reasons. More people vote straight ticket Democratic, usually, than Republican. In the western part of the state, it's more Republicans. But because you have more straight ticket Democrats, this is causing Democrats to win most or all of the education races most of the time. For example, 2 years ago, Governor Snyder got reelected, but Democrats won 8 out of the 9 State Board of Education races for this reason. A lot of people split their tickets. A lot of Republicans, independents voted for Snyder, but then they voted for Democratic Senator Gary Peters. Most of those people split their tickets never finished their ballot. They never voted for education races, whereas people in Detroit and Flint just voted straight ticket Democratic, and that saved most of the Democrats. Passing that law would have, if that law had held up, it would have hurt Democrats, but the federal judge struck it down, saying it was discriminatory towards African Americans.
Of course, we still know Attorney General Schuette's not done fighting that, and he has, you know, put in this emergency appeal with the appeals court. So it's still in play.
It's still in play, but he's only got a few days.
Yeah.
Because it has to be done by September 9th, because these ballots have to be printed and mailed to overseas service people.
So if we are allowed straight ticket voting, I think I'm hearing you saying that Democratic candidates could be more successful.
Yes, especially since there is a wide presumption that Hillary Clinton will win the state of Michigan. Michigan has become a fairly reliable Democratic state. Most polls show her well ahead, maybe by 9 or 10%. And if she wins by that kind of margin, it's a pretty safe bet that all the Democrats will win for education races.
And as you say, John Austin being out in front of the transgender bathroom issue may mean he has a target on his back for conservatives. Who's the second nominee for the Democrats?
Well, they haven't completely determined that yet, but it's likely to be Ismail Ahmed. There's a former state representative named John Stewart who also would like it, but Ismail Ahmed is a very highly regarded gentleman who was a founder of Access, one of the most successful private welfare agencies in the country. He was an assistant provost at U of M Dearborn, and he's also a Muslim. And he's a rather secular Muslim. His wife is a Christian. But because of this, Mr. Ahmed was nominated 14 years ago to be a regent at the University of Michigan, and he was defeated in what was an otherwise fairly Democratic year. He was defeated specifically, I believe, because he was a Muslim, and it was only a year after 9/11. But he's well-regarded. But again, there may be some people who don't think there should be a Muslim on the State Board of Education.
And we're not talking about Southeast Michigan voters. We're talking about all across the state. So it is really a litmus test.
That's exactly right, if people across the state notice. For example, the three what are called constitutional universities, the U of M, MSU, and Wayne State, their boards of governors or boards of trustees are elected statewide. You have to wonder if somebody in the Western UP is thinking, why am I voting for the governor of Wayne State University? Most of them probably don't think about it at all. They either skip that race or vote a straight party ticket.
You think we ought to maybe change the way that's done? Should voters up in the Upper Peninsula be thinking about who might be on the board of governors at Wayne State?
Well, crazy as it sounds, I think this way is a good way. I think it's good because these are our three major research universities. People from all over the state go to all three of them. I, of course, am a professor and head of journalism at Wayne State, so I may have a little bias, but I attended both the other schools, so I'm fairly ecumenical. I think that because they take the largest share of taxpayer dollars, and it's not uncommon, I have a student right now from Houghton, I think it's fair for the voters, whether they pay attention or not, to have the right to sort of pass on who is in charge of these institutions. Other Michigan universities, like Western or Eastern or Central, their boards of governors are appointed by the governor, but not the three constitutional universities.
Back to the question of Board of Education president, who might we see running for the GOP?
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know yet because they will make that determination on August 27th at their state convention. It's likely that Tom McMillan is a very conservative former state representative, although on some issues he's made common cause with liberals on press freedom issues, First Amendment issues, things like that. I think he's likely to be a nominee, and there's a bunch of other folks who want that second slot. But again, if it's likely to be a Democratic year, Republicans are going to have an uphill push.
Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lesenberry. As always, thanks so much, Jack.
Always a pleasure.